My recollection of Kiska was only there when we spent a few hours. We went ashore, and it is dangerous. You know, we didn't have pedometers as such. The only thing we had was just starting with radios, because we weren't allowed to use them. And still the Japanese knew everything that we were doing every day. We heard about it from Tokyo Rose. Well, some of these pictures, you look at the background, not many in here, but in the background, see these beautiful mountains, either snow-capped or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All there is like muskeg and grass.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they put ashore sunk in and they couldn't move.
What do you remember of the Kiska battlefield when you stopped over there briefly? Just craters and what?
It was really just a mess.
Yeah.
It was cranky old things. I mean, there was this one small submarine laying up on a bank. I don't know what good it would be, you know, where the bigger submarines were all blown to hell. They were bigger. They could carry a couple of guys and have a couple of torpedoes aboard. But the one little one, I guess, is still there. Nobody's taken it down.
Did you explore
the weather? You know, that's why you see pictures. You don't see the weather, excepting like this. This is on the way home.
You got 25 to 30 foot seas, wind 25 to 30 out of the southwest. Ooh.
We were in the following sea, and the boat's 85 feet long, and it swells for 30, 40 feet high. We got into a... We went over to Agatu. That was another thing that we did quite a bit of, tended to all the radar stations that they had put in. That was the newest thing in the war. Of course, that was always on the outer island, the tips of the islands, so that it would sweep, have a good, you know, like nowadays, there's no comparison. But anyway, we had to tend to them if they had any medical or they had to have whatever. So we almost lost our own lives a couple times trying to go ashore to get somebody that's had an appendicitis attack or some other convulsive thing. One time when it folded up our rubber raft in a 7-8 foot white cap that was rolling in on the beach, the raft dropped out the front end, the guy out of the front end, so the raft spun around and then flopped. The other two of us in, rolled around in the surf there for a while, and lucky enough all three of us could hang on to the sand on the beach, saved our own lives that way. And then we got up there, and the guys that were, the rest of the crew around the station, of course, you know, the radar station, they quickly gave us their clothes, because it didn't get too cold to do anything, you know, out of breath and all that. And then all of them were on a steep like this, so the beaches we're talking about are a little cold, little teeny things, just big enough to, well, like somebody's yard, about the size of this, you know.
With lots of rocks around?
Yeah, well then, how do we know?
Yeah.
No charts.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous, you know. That's why we were sneaking what we were doing. We just put it down as time, running time, you know, when we stopped at Kiska. We wanted to see what it looked like in there.
Mm. There were remnants of the Japanese encampments there and all? Or?
Oh, yeah. It was so blown up that it was just terrible. We didn't get to go around very far. We were around where all the remaining artillery, they had several big cannons around there, and everything was ajar, just blown all to heck like that. Just.
And tunnels too, did you explore in those?
No, we didn't go underground, but we did see one of the places. As a matter of fact, there's a picture in here, I think, or someone, one way or the other. It's ready for camouflage. It's already rocks and grass and so forth around. like an opening in the ground. They just opened down under there. There was thousands of troops living underground.